up, the wind is picking
up. Yeah, wind is picking up, or...
And would they say...
Or they call it, if the wind's picking up, that's a calm before the storm.
Okay, okay. And would, and maybe after the wind had been blowing really hard and all of a sudden it kind of stops or decreases, what would people say? Wind is...
died down.
Okay. On a day like today when it's really hot, maybe if you were with some other friends and you were, one of them would say, boy, today it was hotter than...
hotter than hell. That's what they always...
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And how about on, and on a cold winter day? Today it was colder than...
colder than hell. That's okay. What I always say.
There's another one, though.
What is it?
You guys say?
What is it?
In Toby's... don't you say it? Steve does. Colder than Toby's.
Oh.
And in the wintertime, if you're outside and you exhale, you might see what?
See your breath.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you inhale, you're doing what? Inhaling and exhaling, you're doing what?
Breathing cold air.
Okay. In the summertime, when it hasn't rained for a long time, what would you call that?
A dry spell.
Okay. You ever call it anything else?
No.
Ever use the word drought?
Drought. Well, yeah, drought, but we always call it a dry spell.
Okay.
You know, drought. Well,
okay. During that time, again, if you're with your friends, and you know, you'd say, "Boy, it's been drier than."
Drier than hell. That's
okay.
What the words was.
Hell's a good descriptor,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right. I don't know where it comes in at, but they sure do say that.
You've talked some about hay and things that you grow. What are some of the kind of cultivated grasses that people grow around here, maybe in their yards or that grow around here?
The grasses, there's what they call a western wheat grass and a tall wheat grass. And then they have this orchard grass, they call it. And then other than that, I was going to say that there's a crested wheat grass too. And that's about all outside of the alfalfa hay.
Okay. Sometimes plants will come out without being cultivated. What would you call that when they do that?
Oh, it's called a weed.
Okay. What if it's something that, you know, that it's kind of a productive
thing?
Oh,
it volunteer, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. And what are some of the local trees around here that grow?
Well, they call it cedar and pinion. That cedar they call juniper, really, but we call it cedar tree and pinion tree. That's the most popular native trees that's here.
Okay.
Planted trees, they have these, they have some of these quake and aspen trees. They have those spruce tree, blue spruce, and then ponderosa yellow pine, and then the Chinese elm.
They have any cottonwood?
There's some, not very much. They're mostly around the creek where there's water, and they got some in town. Aspen, yeah, I told him aspen.
There was another tree. If I could just get you to pronounce it, it's spelled S Y C A M O R E.
Sycamore tree.
Do y'all have those?
No.
Okay.
Where are they? They're in some other places, aren't they?
Well, we have a lot of them in the south.
South, right? Mm-hmm. Sycamore. I've heard the name.
A bunch of trees that are growing together in the same place. What would you call that area?
The forest.
Okay. How about if it was like maybe on an open field and then all of a sudden you had a bunch of trees together?
You just call it the timber.
Okay. You ever call it a grove of trees? Or would that be something else?
No, that'd probably be all right, but I'd never call that.
Okay. There's another kind of plant that sometimes people plant in their yards along the house to kind of make it a little more decorated.
I mean roses?
Yeah. What other kind of flowers are there like that that people might grow? I know you have some roses.
Those gladiolas?
Uh-huh.
Roses, gladiolas.
Okay. Are there other kind of things that people might plant along around their house? They're not flowers, but they're...
bush?
Yeah.
Like lilacs and what else?